Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Because really, all you need to do is just... Oh, he's gone. He's gone. I hope you appreciate this, listeners. I really do. I've been up since 5:45. It's now 9:15 p.m. So that's nearly 3 hours. Are you there, Mark?
Good start.
Hang on. What's that, boss? Are you there now? No, he's gone again. I'm going to try that joke about 5:45 on him, see what he thinks. It's all working my end, champ, so if there's a fuck-up, it is in Australia.
It's not coming through my headphones now.
Oh, you got what, wireless ones?
Okay, yeah.
Are they Apple?
No.
Oh, you're asking for trouble. Buy once by right, mate.
You know what? I was experimenting with these ones because I always lost my headphones, but I've never lost these. So, cause I was just a bit worried because these are, they're not even wired together, Danny. That's two things I could lose. Actually, it's three things I could lose because it's got a nice little case as well. But no, they're pretty good. And that's working now, isn't it?
I hope the audience appreciate this because, it's
You're up way later now.
And I've been up since 5:45. That's nearly 3 hours.
Because I was thinking, I hope they appreciate that I got up early.
He ignored my joke there, listeners.
You've been up since 5:15. You have been up a long time.
Yeah, and I said it's nearly 3 hours. I was making out it was like 5:45 p.m.
Sorry.
The champ's just woken up. He's only been awake for 17 minutes, so we have to go easy on him.
Literally 17 minutes. Crikey. I feel all that sort of, weak.
Yeah, bum fuzzled.
So I've got disorientated. A protein shake that I'm going to... Yeah. I'm just shaking a protein shake. I might drink it as well.
I have just been to watch Ghostbusters.
And as you know, I've watched Ghostbusters.
I know, and here's the thing. Like yourself, I was also the only person in the cinema.
I was the only thing.
No.
In the cinema.
Everyone's thinking there was a ghost
there. There was a mouse.
So
I was walking up the thing on my own, up the stairs, and this, at the corner of my eye, I saw this little thing like move across the floor. And first thing I thought, big spider, because they say they move quite quick, don't they? but then I saw it again, and I thought I'll go right to the top, sit at the top, and then that won't come up. And then every time I saw it, it was one step higher. Yeah.
I don't think mice are scared of steps, champ.
And then I went over the other side, and then there's this lovely couple came up, and then I sort of let them know that there was a mouse, and it freaked the girl out a bit. And then, you tell you what happened, I went down, I didn't know what the protocol was for this, because I've never seen a mouse in a cinema, but I would think in any kind of establishment, it's not good, is it? So I went and told a member of staff, and they sort of just stared at me, and I went, because it's Australia, I was like, is that normal here? and they went, no. And I went, oh, okay. Well, they said they'll let their manager know. But no one came in and did anything.
Well, what do you think? it wasn't a croc,
just
mate.
Just start chasing it.
Can I ask you a serious question now?
Wasn't a croc. Their service wasn't snappy either.
Are you scared of mice?
I'm not scared of mice, no. But what I don't like is being made jump. So what I didn't want was suddenly to have it, just suddenly sit by my feet and that would make me jump. It's the same thing with spiders. Technically, I'm not actually scared of spiders. If I walk in a room and I know a spider's on the wall, no matter what spider, that wouldn't bother me at all. But it's where suddenly it's suddenly there. Do you know what I mean? So I just sat with my feet up on the chair, and I didn't feel guilty about having my feet on the chair either, because they didn't do anything about the mouse.
Now, question, did you take your shoes off?
No. Why would I take my shoes off?
Well, it's like feet on the furniture, isn't it?
I haven't taken my shoes off since I got to Australia.
Well, you know what can happen. Mate, red ants, fire ants will get in your trainers, and then you're done for.
Don't you start.
That's what I've been reading this week in The Guardian. There's been a fire ant breakout. But you're not in Melbourne anymore, are you? Well, because it was in Melbourne where it's happened.
You're a good actor, Danny, because obviously you know I'm in Melbourne.
What? Oh, yeah. Oh, bloody hell, mate.
What do fire ants do? Do they start
bite
fires?
No, they bite. They're blood red. Well, fire red, maybe. And
well, I've told you about the spider that I had found in my bed, but I haven't told the listeners because we recorded an episode that we couldn't use. I really wanted to use it, but it was unbearable, Danny. It was you were just talking so much. No, it just kept peaking because I was on the phone. But now I've got myself some.
What have you got?
I've got Rode lapel mics. Good bit of kit, Danny. Oh, you okay. Like it.
You'd have to take a photo of that for me.
Oh, I will.
So let's talk Ghostbusters dead quick.
Yeah.
What did you think
dead
of it?
Dead quick. No,
that wasn't that. They just come at me. I can't help it.
You're a natural, mate.
What did you think of it?
So what did I think of it? I thought it was quite slow until literally the last thing. And I thought when the monster bit happened, I kind of thought that was going to be the start of the action, and as in something else would happen. But no, it was all one sequence to the end. And I thought it was going to sort of, I don't know, it was slow, slow, slow. And then loads of stuff happened in the end.
Yeah.
Which I'm not saying it's terrible. But if you watch the original film, that's probably what happens in the original film, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. No. It wasn't great.
You didn't enjoy it?
It wasn't great. It was all right.
Okay.
It was all right. I've just been reading the reviews, champ. It's been absolutely panned by the critics. Panned.
Has it?
Yeah. Oh, no. It is a
dove. Oh, I was right then.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone says it's slow. What I thought about it, Bill Murray literally looked like he was thinking about something else while he was in it.
Yeah.
But, like, he's been in all five of the films, which I hadn't really sort of twigged. Yet, despite the fact he said that he didn't think there should be a sequel to the first Ghostbusters, he's actually been in the four sequels. Mm. So... they must just be flashing a lot of cash at him.
He's been in five. He was in the ladies one as well.
He wasn't the ladies one. He was in the ladies one. Yeah, he was.
Why is that funny? They were the lady Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I know. It's the lady Ghostbuster and the gentleman Ghostbusters and the lady Ghostbusters. Anyway,
I guess I should do the intro now, should I?
I think maybe you could do, and I can try and put it in earlier, but or we could just sort of, you know, treat it as a...
I think it might be quite funny if this is all a cold open.
Fair enough. Well, that's a good idea. Well, there are no rules, are there? Hang on, let me see if I've got the music here, or I'll have to put it in afterwards. One second. Just you know me. I just got just let me have a little. Let's forget. I got it.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes I can't get to work. As always, I'm joined in the podcast studio by the one and only Danny Ward. He's not in the podcast studio, he's across the other side of the world.
Mad, isn't it? Absolutely madness.
Yeah. I'm joining you. I'm on the other side of the world, you're not.
That is...
You're in the right place.
Yeah, there's a word for that. That is... that everything is
yeah, that was a good bit of content.
it's all subjective, that's what I meant. Yeah,
it's all subjective, mate, because I am in Melbourne.
How's it all going then?
Melbourne, Australia. Oh, it's all going good. It's actually going to be the first day of the Melbourne Festival as we record. I'm doing my first show tonight. Yesterday I did a gala show. It's not the big gala show, it's still quite a big gala show. It was a radio gala show where you had to do 3 minutes. It's interesting, actually, doing 3 minutes, because most people, when I say that, they all go, oh, well, one-liners, that's ideal for you. And I think it is a good thing, because I imagine if you've got set pieces, it must be quite hard to get it exactly on 3 minutes, like if it's a story or anything. Would you find that easy to do 3 minutes exactly?
Well, what you're describing here basically is the Chortle Fast Fringe up in Edinburgh, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Although, is that 2 minutes or 3 minutes? I think it's 3 minutes. I find it quite nerve-wracking. Mm. No, nerve-wracking. I'm, you know, not quite nerve-wracking, but I find it uncomfortable, let's say, because you're not able to sort of, you know, bop and weave with the, you know, the sort of the laughs, with the laughs.
That's it. Because, yeah, because if it's a good show, especially, I find this with one-liners, and I expect it goes across the board, but if it's a good show, and this is like a full 800-seat theatre that I did it in. So the laughter, sort of, if it's going well, they'll carry. But if it's not going well, then they won't. So it's actually impossible to have an exact plan. And so and also, with the one-liners, even though I could do lots of jokes, they still need to connect in some way. So I had to sort of, I spent quite a while trying to get a good 3 minutes together. And then I think the issue we just described, that some comics like can't get the timing right, I think a lot of them didn't come in, because people are always worried about overrunning. So a lot of them were coming in under. So if it's, even if, so if it's 15 seconds, there's 20 acts on, that would add up. So just before I went on, I'd say a minute before I went on. No, that's a lie. Maybe 3 minutes before I went on, the woman said, can you do 4 minutes? And although it sounds, that doesn't sound hard, actually then put an extra minute on the end of one-liners that you haven't planned to flow into each other isn't actually that easy. So what I did was I added an extra 2 jokes in, and then I really took my time with each joke on stage and let the laugh sort of carry, and it was fine. But yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because that doesn't sound like a big deal, but you can't suddenly do like a really slick set and all of a sudden stick random things that don't connect at all then.
I mean, it's a bit like writing pithily. Sometimes if you can go as long as you want with no restraint, it's easy, you know? If you've got to write 150 words for the Edinburgh Festival, you know, guide, whatever, it's much harder, right? In any sort of creative endeavour. So it went well though, did it?
That is true. Yeah, it went nicely actually, thanks. So I don't know if I'll find out later if it's like, God, that's too early, Danny. My words aren't all in my brain yet. What I'm trying to say is... I can't remember what I was talking about. Oh, my God, my brain.
And this is the one we're going to set put out. Imagine what the one we did last week was like. No, you were going to say...
So what I'm saying is...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So whether radio... Translate is what I'm looking for.
Right.
Translate, even though this, yeah, I need a translator. Translates into ticket sales will be interesting. Because in the old days, I think if you did a good big radio spot, because this is on their main radio channel over here, ABC. So it's a big thing and there's a lot of people listen. But it's 21 acts on.
Christ.
And the listeners are going to be doing other things. Are they sitting there concentrating? Are they writing down people's names as they hear someone they like? Do you know what I mean? How seriously are they taking it to remember to buy a ticket to the person that they liked? So I don't know. It'd be interesting to see. But so the Best of the Edinburgh Fest show starts tonight, and that's all the way through the festival. But my solo show, Quip Off the Mark, is the last 6 nights in Melbourne. So if you're from Melbourne or know anyone in Melbourne, not specifically talking to you, Danny, but all the listeners, send them my way. End of plug.
So the best
speaking of jokes,
the Best of Edinburgh Showcase show that you're doing, is it the same lineup as it was when you were in Adelaide?
No, in Adelaide. Yeah, because we haven't spoken about Adelaide at all, have we? Because listeners haven't heard anything. I love Adelaide. I really like Adelaide. When I'm in Adelaide, I feel like I'm in Australia. I know it sounds weird, but it's kind of spaced out a bit more, and it's a lot hotter. Whereas when you're in Melbourne, it's in a city, unless you sort of travel out a bit, you could be in any city, really. It's really nice. I love Melbourne, but in Adelaide, I just feel like it just feels like Australia to me. And the Best of Edinburgh Fest show was Luke Benson and Ryan Cullen. It was really fun, really fun. Everyone had nice gigs. I feel like the audiences over here had sort of relaxed a bit more compared to the year before. Maybe linked to COVID, I don't know. But they all seemed really cool and up for it. Actually, speaking of cool, the first sort of week was quite cool temperature wise and the gigs were great, and then in the middle there's this heat wave and the audiences just went bleh. Like they were still there but they were just really starey, and then the last week it cooled down again and they were back to brilliant audiences. That's weird, isn't it? Or is it probably not that weird?
But no, not in the least.
So the venues are But the venues were air conditioned. But it's more, I think, just people's demeanour. One, they know it's beautiful outside and they're stuck in a dark room. And two, like, I guess they're dehydrated. I don't know. But there was a real, across the festival, loads of people noticed that the audiences just didn't want to laugh as much when it was hot weather outside.
Yeah, I suppose like it being hot outside isn't like a massive pull if you live in Adelaide, right? So it's not like you're over here when you're having to watch a preview and someone's doing an hour of stuff they'd never tried before and you're out thinking, I could be at a barbecue. Like, I get that over here more than if in Adelaide, where it's like, yeah, it's hot out. Yeah, well, you know, obviously. But maybe, what we're talking about air conditioning wise here, because as I said to you, I can't quite remember what we've said that didn't make, you know, what I said in the episode that won't go out. But, you know, what I remember is the Woolworths in Australia walking in the air conditioner. It was like walking into a fridge. But you said it wasn't like that in the venues, right?
It wasn't quite like that. It was cooler, but it wasn't like,
so if you're still
cold,
if you're still out and about,
but also you don't want an audience to be too cold either. Do you know what I mean? So it's like getting that perfect,
like the
in
magic
between.
It's the magic porridge pot. No, not the magic porridge pot. That's the pot, the porridge that doesn't stop making porridge. What am I thinking of? Who's the one? Know. What's the other one? Is it Three Little Pigs? Whose porridge is just right?
Three Little Pigs?
No, that's not the porridge either.
Oh, it's the Goldilocks.
That's right. Bears. The bears. One porridge is too hot, one porridge is too cold.
To get called Goldilocks all the time at school. Thanks for bringing it up.
I mean, were they all colourblind?
No, I've got goldy hair, haven't I?
Gold. Is that Goldilocks are not... Yeah, you have, yeah.
You would not believe how many people shout Ed Sheeran at me, even in Australia. I don't know.
So silly.
Because you're,
I've witnessed it. I've witnessed it loads.
People generally think I'm talking nonsense when, like, over exaggerating, but it's literally 3, 4, 5 times a day.
And I can vouch
walking,
for that.
I was walking through Melbourne the other day. I tell you what, I've got an instinct for it now. I was walking through Melbourne up a hill, and ahead I saw some lads on a balcony. They were having a drink, and as I was walking, I thought to myself, they're going to shout Ed Sheeran at me. and no lie, 20 seconds later, Ed Sheeran, what are you doing over here? And I went, I just got a few gigs, mate. And then I just sort of mimed playing the guitar. And they went, they were over the moon. They were over the moon that I was playing along. Oh, I haven't even told you this. In Adelaide, I had this group of lads. As I was sort of going from the... What happened was, when Ryan Cullen was on, I would walk around the front, go in the back of the venue and just see how it's all going. And then as I walked back, this group of lads, sort of teenagers, were like, Ed Sheeran. And I was like, yeah. And I was sort of playing along. I was like, do you want a photo? Just because I just feel like you've got to really go into it. Otherwise, I'll just get annoyed at them. So, and they were like, yeah, let's get a photo. So I was having this photo with these lads. And then didn't think much else of it. And then for another week, nearly every day, every time I was in that part of the place, their mates would come and try and get a photo. And I think they had this massive piss take of some sort of WhatsApp group where they were just like all trying to get a photo with me. So I think I was the butt of a massive joke, but I just always sort of played along. But I don't look like him, Daddy. Speaking of jokes, Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Since being in Australia, because that's what the podcast is, I've been writing loads. And I'm finding that because I'm relaxed over here and I haven't got sort of everyday chores to distract me, I'm just writing so much more. I'm really chuffed. Every day I go to a cafe for a couple of hours and I'm just churning them all out. And I think they're pretty good hit rate at the moment, because I get to try I'll try a couple every time I do a show here. And I thought this leaks quite well, because podcast about jokes, we started talking about movies. And since I've been here, I've written 3 movie jokes. You've technically heard them before, but I might not let the audience know that because we did it last time. But I thought I'd just go through them. But I've actually improved one since
we last spoke. Well, I'll be the
judge of that. But I'll talk you through the improvement. But the first one isn't that one.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And also what I found is I've tried a few of these. I just don't think you can do jokes about movies really anymore, because there's so many channels and streaming services that not everyone watches the same things anymore. So you're really splitting an audience.
Yeah, it's the same amount of jam spread over a bigger piece of toast now, isn't it?
That's a lovely analogy.
Like that one?
Mm.
Yeah. So like, you know, TV shows that used to get 15 million people, 20 million people on Christmas Day, yeah, like EastEnders, now have a quarter of that. So obviously, you know, you talk about EastEnders in the old days, probably most people are getting it, right? Now, not so much.
And also with big movies, you used to be able to quote them, and that's why quotes used to do the rounds, like Hasta la Vista and all that stuff, but you don't get that ever now. Can you remember last time there was a quote that like that from a film? I don't think there's been one for years, because not everyone knows what it is. You watch a film once, and most of the time you won't watch a film again, because there's so many other new films you can watch, whereas in the old days you just had your VHSs that you had to just watch on repeat.
And you would sort of rewatch things a lot more, because you had such a more limited range. Yeah, good point, Mark.
So there's a few films here that I've written jokes about. One, Oppenheimer, which is a very popular film, won all the Oscars, but still this didn't really work. I remember you didn't really get the joke when I told you last time we recorded. So on the flight over here, I was going to watch Oppenheimer, and I thought, am I going to Australia? And you didn't get that because you didn't realise that Oppenheimer's known as being a really, really long film, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And then I asked Alexa, and it turned out like the longest film was 28 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
But obviously you couldn't use that film because no one knows what that is.
No. No, I sort of knew Oppenheimer was long, but I didn't know it certainly wasn't in like the sort of, oh, the thing about Oppenheimer is at it's really long, you know?
Yeah. Like, do you think there's a better example of a film that everyone knows as being really long? Is there like a renowned one that you could still watch that on a flight?
Well, yeah. What was that one that was just on Netflix? It was called The Irish or The Irishman?
The Irishman, yeah.
The Irishman.
But I just think the average person doesn't know what that film is. Because at least with Oppenheimer, everyone's watched it. But I don't think everyone's watched that. I love films. I haven't even watched that one because I knew how long it was. There may be people do know that. But yeah, so I thought that was a good joke, but that didn't work. Because I like the idea of it, because I can literally start a show and talk about coming to Australia. So then it's a nice in, but that it didn't really land. But technically, I think that's a good joke. It also relies on the audience knowing where you've come from as well, I suppose. Maybe I should have said that in the setup. There's another one. This is one I've improved. So I'll tell you how I told it to you before first. I say, they never celebrate birthdays in the Marvel Universe, do they? If Thor's brother had a party, it would probably be Loki. So Loki is... That's another thing you're relying on people knowing, that Loki is the character in Marvel.
Yeah.
But I think that kind of works. But the way I changed it was, they never celebrate birthdays in Marvel Universe. If anyone does, I'm sure it would be Loki. So I've actually streamlined that, because if anyone does, I'm sure it would be Loki. And also, it'll be Loki. So that all actually technically makes sense. But I've cut out the Thor's brother bit, because I don't actually think... I think the Thor's brother bit is only needed to sort of highlight Loki. But I think everyone knows who Loki is. He's had a whole TV series for himself. Do you think? Maybe not. But would they even know? I just don't think, again, it's the same problem. I don't think enough people watch, even though they're the most popular box office films, I still don't think your average person knows who that is.
These film jokes, you're going to have to can them.
Hey, lovely. And this one, This one's just too... I actually said too clever last time I spoke to you.
And I
you
think it's too real.
To say it's too clever. But the next one is... I think it's too much. I'm expecting the audio... Real. Oh, yeah, nice. Oh, that's good. The next one. If I have to come up with a title for a Jim Carrey prequel, I'd call it Bruce Almighty Venn. I really like that Bruce... That, oh, he's got a film that has Almighty and then his catchphrase is Alrighty. But the thing I don't think people would pick up on, Bruce Almighty Venn is why I say prequel, because it's Bruce Almighty Venn. As in, it's him a bit younger. So that technically works, but I don't think the audience would get what I'm getting at. Thoughts?
My thoughts are, you know, his alrighty then, is that a Jim Carrey catchphrase that he used in a lot of films? Or is it...
No, did it's he... just in the... just it's just Ace Ventura.
Yeah, okay. One second. Alexa, what year was Ace Ventura the film released?
Ace Ventura was released in 1994.
You see, it's 30 years ago, mate. That's your problem you got there.
But that was a... I mean, that's his most famous.
But a lot's happened. Lots happened since then, friend. A lot of water under the bridge, you know.
Yeah.
Brexit, all sorts. Millennium bug.
Youngsters wouldn't know what that is at all, would they? The Millennium Bug. Is that the first? I can't believe that's what you went for after Brexit. The Millennium Bug.
I spent a lot of unnecessary worry about that.
Did you? I bet you did.
I didn't know. Have you seen the TV show Kin on BBC?
No.
Set in Ireland.
No.
Well, that's it.
End of anecdote.
It's not even an anecdote.
I don't think I can access it from here.
No. I tell you what, you can watch it on the tour. Watch it when you get back on the tour.
Yeah, because the tour is kicking off again, Daddy.
I know.
Really? Have you missed it?
Yeah, I can't wait. what's not to look forward to?
That's nice to know. I'm having a nice time here, but I am really looking forward to the tour again.
Yeah, well, you're in Australia, champ, so you've got less... Hang on, you shouldn't be looking forward to it as much as I am. If I was in Melbourne now, I wouldn't be looking forward to it as much as if I was in...
You know what, though? No, but it is nice knowing I've got something nice to do when I get back. Because you know when you go away and it is that kind of, oh, I've got to go back.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm actually looking forward to it.
Yeah, man, you're back on the tour. Yeah. And then you've got
Edinburgh. We've added loads of dates. So if anyone wants to check out the new dates, we've got loads of new dates.
40.
So if you haven't seen the Quip Off the Mark tour, yeah, we have. If you want to see the Quip Off the Mark tour, go to marksimmons.co.uk and have a look to see where we're coming. And we're still sticking a few more in. And if you're in New Zealand, ooh, I'm going to be in New Zealand in May, and I'm going to be doing Quip Off the Mark in Auckland. So get tickets to that. And Melbourne, which is from the 16th to the 21st of April, I am going to be doing my solo show in Melbourne. So they're selling okay. So
that's
get
great.
Tickets quick if you want to come and see that.
So just remind,
it's really cool, right?
Yeah, where are you
Social
going?
Media is amazing.
Auckland, is it? You're not going. You're not going to Auckland. Oh, you are.
I'm going to Auckland
because that's in the north.
Oh,
no. It's just about this fungus. There's this... mate, it's in the North Island of New Zealand.
I'll tell you what, Danny. I wasn't sure about fungus, but you know what? It's growing on me.
Well, yeah. It'll be growing all over you, mate, this stuff, yeah? Bacterium synthesis, it's called, right? And
I'm impressed that you've made that up.
It's starting making it up. It ain't making it up. It starts between your toes, yeah? you've seen what happened to The Last of Us. Put it that way, mate. That's what they're saying. So, you know, with the Danny Ward Quick Off the Mark tour. I'm off to Exeter. I'm going to King's Lynn. I'm going to King's Lynn tomorrow.
That's not Exeter.
No, that's not Exeter. It's King's Lynn. Because obviously it's Easter, isn't it? It's Easter weekend, isn't it? So King's Lynn tomorrow. And then down to Exeter.
It's Easter.
It's Easter, mate. Yeah. Do they have Easter in Australia?
This weekend. Yeah, they've got eggs in the thing. But do they have Easter in Australia? They have eggs in the shops.
Yeah, but they'll melt, though, wouldn't they?
No, it's ice cold in Woolies. No, I didn't realise it's this weekend. Oh, right. Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if the shows will be busy or the opposite because of Easter. Long weekend, probably. I don't know what day it is today. What day is it? Thursday?
Well, it's Wednesday night here.
Oh, no, it depends when people are listening. It's whenever they're listening, Danny.
But as the crow flies, or whatever, you know, as it stands now, at the time of recording is what they say. At the time of recording... Mm. It's Easter tomorrow where you are. So maybe you go and find yourself a nice leg of lamb.
Oh, yeah, I did actually find somewhere that does a nice roast.
Did
you? I might head down there.
I'll take a photo.
I couldn't find anywhere last time I was in Melbourne, but I saw a sign. Oh, God, I can't remember where I saw it. Oh, that's no good.
You take a photo of that roast for me, champ. I'd be intrigued to see what an Antipodean roast looks like. In fact, Mick Ferry, he took a photo of one on Facebook, actually, yeah.
From Adelaide. He told me about the one, and I went and had one in there. It was quite nice.
Yeah, mixed feelings on it, to be honest, looking at it. Mixed feelings. I'm very particular about roast, as you know, Mark.
Sure it wasn't mix feelings. We can't top the podcast now. I think that we should go into the end.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone. This has been Tour Talk. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please do us a favour. If you enjoy the podcast and you listen, we love putting it out there, but we would really appreciate it if you could go to Spotify or Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review, because that will start knocking us up in the ratings. And the higher we go up there, the more chance we can make more podcasts and offer other things. So if you go leave us a nice review, or even just tell us your favourite joke in the review. Don't even have to say anything about the podcast. We'd really appreciate that. Check out the tour at marksimmons.co.uk. Anything more from you, Danny?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Danny. And remember,
be more Gareth.
Hashtag Awooga.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.